50 years ago this month, 500,000 young people gathered on a farm in New York for the Woodstock Music Festival. This weekend next, KCBX shares the stories of San Luis Obispo County residents who were there. Today, we'll hear from Bill Wiener, who retired in Arroyo Grande, and Gail Brooks, who lives in Los Osos. They were both living on the East Coast in the summer of 1969.
I was working in a summer camp on the tip of Pennsylvania. A friend called from New York and he said there was a music festival. Did I want to go? He'd come pick me up.
I had just graduated high school. I was 17. There was this wonderful music and arts festival. And that's, well, that's right up my alley. I'm going to do that. I did not buy tickets for the third day because, much to my chagrin, I was going to meet my parents who were going on vacation in upstate New York. And I actually went up by bus with a group of friends.
Gail Brooks' journey was smooth, but Bill Wiener got stuck in the legendary traffic jam that surrounded the festival site.
Everyone just stopped their cars and said, the hell with it, grabbed their gear, sleeping bags and tents, whatever, and started just humping it towards this music festival. We just walked and walked and walked. We got to Yazgur's Field. Every square inch was taken up by someone who had arrived before us. And we were about a half mile from the stage, and then we just plopped down.
Gail Brooks had come prepared.
We weren't sleeping down in the mud. We had a 10-man army tent you could stand up in. It was totally luxurious.
Bill Wiener and his friends, like many others, were less prepared.
We had with us a pup tent. You got five freaks in a pup tent. We're in this tent, and I peek out every so often, and I can just see this little sliver in the distance. That's the stage. We just eventually just fell asleep.
Then it started to rain.
Somewhere around 2 in the morning, I begin to realize that I'm lying in a puddle of water. The rain is sort of coming down into the tent. It was just a bunch of cave people, really, laying on top of each other, you know, in a heap. And we're all laying in about 3 or 4 inches of water. And I'm soaked. And I'm freaking miserable.
Gail Brooks had to leave Woodstock early and was waiting for her father to pick her up at what was left of the front gate. The cars going by were packed with people as everyone was piling on top of the few cars that were able to get through the traffic.
So here comes my dad. And my dad bore a remarkable resemblance to Richard Nixon. People are doing double takes as they're driving by. Like, here's this person who's obviously been to Woodstock and this guy that looks just like Richard Nixon. And so this one guy goes by, sticks his head out the window and says, "Sorry, brother." There's obviously no room in the car. And my dad, I kid you not, cups his hand in front of his face and says, "I'm not your brother."
The Woodstock Music Festival had too many people, not enough food, bad weather. But both Gail Brooks and Bill Wiener remember something else.
The feeling looking around you, you suddenly realize that all this time growing up when you knew you were weird and you knew you were different, here was like all these people that really have a lot of the same thoughts and a lot of the same concerns.
I do believe that when all of us looked around and saw there were 500,000 of our own, I think it legitimized us and gave us some sort of political power. Because we all came home from that, really started protesting the war in Vietnam. I think it gave us a lot more courage that we had the numbers now to make a difference. And we certainly weren't going to change our hair or our jeans at that point once we saw that there were so many of us.
Join us next Monday at 1 o'clock for an hour-long look at the Woodstock experiences of people who now find themselves living the Central Coast life 50 years later. For KCBX, I'm Carol Tangeman.